now, which for years after that you'd see these piles of bones.
How awful.
Yeah, it was awful. And like I say, the Bleeding Hearts today would just absolutely have had a huge rebellion on there. But there again, nobody could know how to keep the animals from dying of thirst or dying of hunger.
Yeah.
Because they just absolutely, there was nothing to eat, nothing to drink.
Well, what did what did you call the cattle that wasn't getting enough to eat? Was there a name for the...
Not really. There was nothing except that if you had a... I would say it would be the animals that were not the true bloods, this, that, and the other. But even then, well, they had the purebred Herefords and the purebred this, and of course that was before the Angus started being popular in the ranching. Mm-hmm. But of course the Longhorns were long gone. I never saw one on my cousin's ranch because Longhorn was, while it was very glamorous looking animal with these huge horns. Mm-hmm. But by the same token, as far as production of meat, they just absolutely were not built for steaks.
Mm-hmm.
So as a result, well, the only ones that raised or continued to raise Longhorns were just strictly for the novelty of it. And of course the rich ranchers that had all the grass and water and everything they needed, and they did it as a hobby. And of mm-hmm. course there was a demand for them to show pieces and this, mm-hmm. that, and the other. But they never were, while they were the staple, in the very early days of Texas, which was in the early 1800s, mm-hmm. the Longhorn had come originally from Mexico. And of course those were the only cattle they had, and they shipped them, they drove them
mm-hmm.
from Texas clear on up to Abilene, Kansas, and all of these stories you hear about the moving the herds and this, that, and the other, and all the glamour deals there, and how when the cowboys would get through this long haul, which is maybe as much as 800 to 1,000 miles, you know, that they would drive them. And while I thought it was very glamorous, the distance herding that I did, which was nothing compared to those, that sometimes they would drive the cattle from the ranch to Alpine,
mm-hmm.
because it was too expensive to have the trucks come down and pick them up. But you drive them up there, and then of course you always had to worry about another thing too when driving them, that they would lose weight.
Yeah.
So by the time they got to market, well, you kind of had to say, well, is it worth it to have them lose the weight? But 75 miles was a long drive then,
mm-hmm.
you know, because cattle cannot move very fast, and mm-hmm. particularly if you have, but most of them were steers, which are, move much faster than cows and calves.
Did the ranchers ever worry about like holes in the ground caused by little rodents?
Well, the place that was really involved is when you were chasing an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And in other words, you had one that you had to catch because you had to doctor him, or for one reason or another that you had to catch him, that your horse could step into a prairie dog hole and
mm-hmm.
trip.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it very easily break a leg and also break a neck of the rider.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you did have to worry about that. Now, in all my experience on there, and in fact, I don't remember any instances down there where the horse was hurt, because in the first place there were not very many prairie dogs in that particular ranching area,
mm-hmm.
in the Big Bend National Park
mm-hmm.
area. So was not a factor.
Do you happen to know, because you spent some time on the ranch, there is a name for a heavy range blanket. Have you ever heard of something like that?
Range blanket.
Yeah, or something that might be like your bedroll.
Oh.
Might surround your bedroll.
Well,